This is Spoken Gospel. We're dedicated to seeing Jesus in all of Scripture. In each episode, we see what's happening in a biblical text and how it sheds light on Jesus and his gospel. Let's jump in. Moses is still on Mount Sinai when his time with God gets interrupted. The Israelites below have made an idol, and the idol served many roles for the people. First, it was a more palatable representation of God's image than the big thundering cloud on the mountain. They also thought that this idol could represent them to the big God on the mountain since Moses had been away for so long. They may even have thought that this extra God would have made them more successful in the military battles they were soon to fight. God tells Moses that he is going to go down and punish everyone who did this. Moses intercedes, but when he sees the idolatry for himself, he commands all those who participated be killed. Moses then goes back up to the mountain and offers his own life on behalf of the rest of Israel. But God says he will punish everyone who worshipped the idol, and does so soon after with a plague. Moses then begs God to dwell in the tabernacle and lead them into the promised land like he planned. Unlike the idol worshippers who settled for a man-made image, Moses wanted nothing but God himself. And amazingly, God agrees. Then Moses makes a bold request to see God's glory. And again, God says yes. God would show Moses all his goodness, but Moses could not see God's face, because if he looked at God's glory full on, he would die. So God puts Moses behind a rock with a small crack in it and makes all his glory pass by. And this encounter makes Moses' face shine with the very glory of God that he saw. Unlike the idol, which tried to be the image of God and shine with gold, when Moses saw the real image of God, he became like him and shone with God's actual glory. And the ultimate reason Israel wasn't to make any idols of God is because there could only be one true visible representation of Yahweh, and that is the person of Jesus. And Jesus actually does everything Israel wanted this false god to do. Jesus intercedes for us. Jesus shows us the image of God. And Jesus leads us into God's promises. Jesus also goes before us like Moses tried to go before God. Moses asked that God would blot him out as a substitute for those who sinned, but God would not allow it. Amazingly, though, what God would not do to Moses, he does himself in the person of Jesus. Jesus is a better intercessor than Moses as well. Moses did not succeed in saving the idol worshippers from God's wrath or his own. Jesus, however, takes the wrath we deserved, and instead of being angry with us in our sin, he shows us nothing but love. Jesus does not dwell in a tent or behind a rock or through a messenger like an angel. He is God's presence itself. How remarkable is it that the glory that would kill us if we saw it became flesh and was instead killed for us? And now, because of Jesus, we can see what Moses saw, the light of Jesus' face. And when we do this, we are changed like Moses' face was changed. The more we look at the gospel of Jesus, the more we are transformed into that same image of God. So I pray that the Holy Spirit would give you eyes to see the God who is present with undeserving people, and that you would see Jesus as the final intercessor who makes that presence possible. Thank you for listening to Jesus in All of the Bible, a Spoken Gospel podcast. Spoken Gospel is a nonprofit dedicated to speaking the gospel out of every corner of Scripture. For more information or to view all of our free resources, visit SpokenGospel.com.